If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Amy Ferrarell from Access. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
At 311 WGN, a very happy Saturday afternoon, everyone. Last few minutes during that break, we talked about pizza that Stephen A. Leahy is ordering for all of his friends immediately after this program.
You're my friends, too.
Where's the pizza? Why didn't you order it for us here on this show?
I didn't even think about it.
Steve, there's still time.
I already spent, I bought five pizzas for tonight.
And you couldn't have...
Not one for us? Not just one?
I mean, it's 3:11.
How about a slice?
We have till 6 o'clock. You can find a way to get a pizza here. And, you know, it's not even us here. It's the crew, right?
No, Tony, Ben.
I mean, in the engineering department, they've been working hard all day today.
I think we did have Lou's delivered here once, and David followed him on this. On the app, like you could follow your pizza. They're two blocks away.
What have you done for me lately? That's all I'm asking.
I understand.
Stephen A. Leahy. No, he's saving your money otherwise. Fightbacknow.com. The MegaPros phone and text line is open. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I know it's a different time. I know it's a different host, but we want your calls and questions about all sorts of things in the home buying, home building, home world, home changing aspect of life. 312-981-7200. We did get a text from the 224. This one is for you, Mr. Houston. Hailstorm in May. Well, we had a couple hailstorms this
summer. We're still down.
We're
still down like 33% precipitation.
For precipitation, yeah. A hailstorm in May, says the 224, got me a new 1,000 square foot house and 70 square foot garage roof.
700. There we go.
What'd I say?
70.
70? No, 700. That'd be a small garage. Yeah.
Real small.
For your bike or something, you know? For the garbage cans. Yeah. I don't know.
Doghouse.
Yeah. Aww. You going to correct every mistake I make here? Is this how this program works? On Let's Get Legal, Stephen, you know this. You don't correct the host.
He never makes a mistake.
Exactly. And now I sit in this chair, and suddenly, all of a sudden, I can't read these texts right. It's a Hochberg curse. They said that Lindholm's crew started at 8 a.m., and they were leaning against their trucks before 3. And I think that is a compliment, meaning they were done with their job. Second roof with Lindholm, great company. You gotta love that.
Thank you, 224.
Yeah. That's it? You're not going to expand on how wonderful they are? Do you remember their roof or no?
I don't.
Yeah, you don't remember every roof you ever treated?
I don't remember every phone number that we call. There's a 224. There's a lot of those out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's probably something you guys hear a lot, that, you know, you might hire someone else. You could Google roof repair, and boy, you're in the Wild West. Trust me, we've done that years ago, and you end up hiring someone. And do you ever get a sense that, have you ever hired someone for the house that you just get a sense that they don't quite know what they're doing? Lindholm Roofing is the exact opposite of that. I mean, it is efficient down to a T.
And you're a first-person witness.
I am. I should have taken
out your window.
I was going to take a time-lapse video of them doing their job, but I thought that'd be a little creepy to film them from the window. Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We understand.
But to the point of this person saying that they were leaning against the trucks before 4 or before 3 o'clock is this fear that people have that this is going to be a multi-week project for a roof. I mean, maybe there's cases where that is the case, but most, I mean, for the most?
Most single-family homes are a one-day job with a 6 to 8 man crew.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a garage can probably be done in 4 or 5 hours, a house 6, maybe 7. But most single-family homes, I'll repeat myself, are a one-day job.
And for the most part, if there is damage to the wood, those guys are ready and prepared to take care of it then. This isn't going to be throwing tarps over the roof. We'll come back in a week.
We have plywood. We have hammers and nails, which every roofer should have, and we're ready. Yes.
I love that. Well, how can people reach out to you guys?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
312-981-7200, our phone number. We got our Mr. Clean products as well for callers as well. So 312-981-7200. Mr. Floor.
Mr.
Clean. Not only the ball.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. Hochberg's going to kill
home,
me. Yeah,
like,
Igor.
Why?
Mr.
Why did
Clean?
You do this?
I think he qualifies as a Mr. Clean.
He kind of does, yeah.
He's very Mr. Clean, yeah.
Does he have the earring too or no?
Oh,
Sometimes.
Mr. Floor Cleaning Products, of course. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We're going to open up the Center Guard mailbag after this on WGN. All right, 319 on WGN. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago's The Mailbag segment. John Hanson here in for Mr. Hochberg. Got the whole crew here. Mike Houston, Amy Farrell, and Stephen A. Leahy. Let's chat through some things, guys. First of all, and David sent me the mailbag, by the way. I didn't write my own mail. He sent it on over. He wants us to start talking about sort of the economic data that we got here in the past week. Listeners of my other show, Your Money Matters, would know all this stuff from our Monday through Thursday conversations. But we had the giant job revision, which I know baffles some people how the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, can adjust numbers. This is the biggest one in history. I'll preface it by saying that. Though adjustments and revisions happen all the time at BLS, it has become a recent, more political hotbed of conversation, whereas before it was just seen as those are the numbers. But anytime there's a revision downward, you could see why people would be a little bummed out. But this was a giant one, and it was spread over the past year. 991,000 jobs that are not there that they thought were there before through the last 9 months of 2024 and the first 3 months of 2025. June marked the first month in the U.S. with job losses since 2021, since the middle of the pandemic. We did see a little good news and bad news on the inflation report this week. The PPI, which is the inflation number that kind of goes from the producer's aspect, that fell a little bit, which means that in theory, once the prices reach the consumer a couple months later, perhaps they're down. But consumer price index was up a little bit higher, unemployment a little higher. So there's just some uncertainty right now in the world of the economics here. Obviously, the threat and the on and off tariffs have caused some strife for some folks. Some people see it as a positive, of course, as well. I don't know. What are you guys seeing out there? Are you guys still getting a lot of calls, or are people a little bit more hesitant maybe for big projects, or what are you noticing?
I guess I'll go first, but honestly, the tariffs haven't affected us that much.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem. We've had a couple of price increases on sheet metal, small price increases in shingle material, but for real, just doesn't seem like it's affected us yet.
Right. I know a lot of companies, I'm sure you guys were part of this too, is trying to get ahead on that a little earlier in the year, build up that inventory, and if it can last you a while, great. And as we've seen with the tariff policy, sometimes it's been there and sometimes it's taken away. So, you know, a lot of these implementations haven't quite, you know, taken root yet per se. So
I don't think a roofing company can really build up inventory when you never know from day to day what you're going to need or what color or what product.
That's true.
You know, sometimes in a retail store setting, I guess a company like Walmart could probably load up on something that they know they sell that has an unlimited shelf life and can stock before the tariffs do hit.
All right. They don't just have a bunch of wood they've built up in your basement, Mike, ready to go at any moment.
No. Right, or shingles in a specific color or style.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Amy, how about you guys? Are people taking on big projects? Any hesitancy you see? Or
well, we're in a necessity-based industry.
True.
So as far as business is concerned, you know, we're still seeing the natural influx of business. We do work with some vendors that like ramp vendors that produce aluminum ramps. They are stocking material, you know, so people have, you know, vendors that we worked with have prepared themselves. So price, as far as price increases are concerned for us, it's nothing dramatic. It's all very basic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unnoticeable across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as business is concerned, nothing has slowed down for us, but we are also a necessity-based business.
Right. If you got to get a hand bar, you're going to get one.
You
right?
have to, right.
If you need
a
that
stair lift, right. You know, it's, you know, it's always kind of It's a necessary thing. So people have to make those purchases no matter what the price is.
No, we have, we have stocked up on 8.5 by 11 paper.
Yeah, you really stocked up.
And pencils and erasers.
Yeah, pencils, erasers.
But Stephen, you work a lot of small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
What's the vibe check?
What I've taken out is I just want to talk a little bit about it because the IRS has changed in this administration,
mm-hmm.
and for the good, actually, because I'm getting deals for people that I never could have done before.
They're more flexible, you say, in this administration to work with you?
100% more. Mm. Especially people who have means. There's always been, I always told people, there's always a lot of programs for people who don't have anything, right? There's lots of programs for you. But the other people who have things, they were always the ones that are paying the bill.
You mean like middle and upper middle class
Americans?
Yes,
so there weren't a lot of breaks for them.
Hmm.
But now, and there's really not a lot of breaks. What they're doing is they're allowing you to pay over a longer period of time without going through the financial revealing, where it really does a financial analysis and audit of everything you do and decide what you can pay and what you can't and how much you have to pay on a monthly payment basis. So that's one thing that scares people about trying to fix their tax problem is like, well, it's going to affect my standard of living, because if I haven't paid my taxes, I'm living beyond my means.
Were there more audits this year, less audits, or negligible in terms?
I haven't seen any more audits.
Okay.
And we talked a lot about this, you and I, John, when we talked
about it.
Both. AI, I talk a lot about what the IRS is doing and how they're changing things.
They know you made money.
Oh, absolutely, they do. And I'll talk about I have a new book coming out about 1099s.
Oh.
Yeah, and AI and things like that.
Are there more 1099s or more pages in your book? Because there are how many now?
23, 24.
Something like that. So, yeah, your book's a little longer.
A little longer than that.
Not too long, though, right, Stephen?
The number of the pages is the name of the book, 1099.
You should make a book.
It is a professional guide, but the reason why I mentioned the book is because it's so integral in what's going on. And I, for instance, estimated taxes, which are right, your estimated taxes are due. So I'm telling people.
Oh, okay. That's right.
So and it used to be
Thanks for the reminder. Maybe
you didn't pay your estimated taxes, and at the end of the year you paid your taxes, and the IRS really never did anything about it. But I could tell you right now, they know when you don't pay. And at the end of I do tax returns. We do the tax returns, send them in. All of a sudden, we get a bill in a month that said, "Oh, you still owe money. How could I owe more money? You didn't pay your estimated taxes," and they know that now.
Right.
Again, 5 years ago. 10 years ago, they didn't
pay as you go. If you earn that income, they want the interest and a little penalty on top for not paying as you get it. The downturn in the economy, according to the David Hochberg mailbag, sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. According to Redfin, Gen Z is skipping meals and putting off doctor's visits just to pay their rent. 22% of young renters skip meals to make their monthly payments. 22% have sold belongings and 19% delaying medical treatments. Don't do that last one, everyone. I know it's tough, but stay on it.
Well, I have to say, from experience, if you have a high deductible insurance policy,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you got to pay $2,500, and that's coming at you, it's
a lot.
It's easy to say, like, oh, I'll wait until next year, right. Or whatever it is.
Right. Yeah. Stephen A. Leahy has the pulse on Gen Z more than anyone. Stephen, your reaction to this?
I thought my kids could say I'm a boomer, so.
You are a boomer. you don't have a boomer vibe.
They tell me.
Okay. According to MoneyWise, also 15% of home buyer contracts canceled in July. That is the highest rates for July in history. I had someone on my show, James Rodriguez from Business Insider, chatting about that on the program. And a lot of it is that there's more inventory now. People have more choices, so they feel they can get out of a contract, maybe to get, like, they find that one out, right? Whereas before, when you only had a certain amount of houses to choose from, boy, you were sticking with the one that you put that offer in no matter what. Maybe it's also a little economic certainty. You put in an offer in a house, you lose your job.
We keep hearing that the interest rates are coming down.
Yeah, they are.
I'm trying to put that
out. That's a lot. 15%?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 15%, right? And it's a record high for the month of July. There's been higher ones. They say that usually happens around the holiday season as people rack up credit card bills. They also try and buy a house at the same time. Boom, the reality hits before the closing and they get out of their deal. But in July, which is peak time for buying homes, you don't normally see that. So that's interesting. A lot of economic uncertainty, perhaps, giving people some cold feet. I wanted to mention, and Hochberg made a note, John, mention your story. My credit card limit. On my credit card, you know, I got pretty darn good credit. Pay it off every Friday like David Hochberg always taught me to do to get my credit score even higher. If you keep on paying it off, your credit utilization way lower. My credit limit was like 20K on this one card, which never gets up there. And the company knows that. And they sent me an email saying, we've reduced your credit limit because you're never going to be up there and you're not using your credit. So we've lowered it to 7K. And that's going to ding me on my credit score now because now it looks like I have less available credit. And I had Hochberg on the show and he said delinquencies are up with credit cards, all sorts of things along those lines, that they're getting ahead of it. They're trying to say, we don't want these big credit lines for people in case they all of a sudden start putting things on credit cards that they're not going to be able to pay for.
Lowering their risk.
But exactly.
Isn't that the reason why I want higher credit? Because if something happens, I want the credit.
Yeah, right.
So they say, well, you ain't going to have it, you know.
Right, exactly. And I just wonder if other people have experienced this. A couple of people texted in on the show when I had Hochberg on. I think it was Thursday. A lot of other people were experiencing these sorts of things.
So do you then have to open another credit card to get that limit up?
I don't. I mean, I have another one that I barely use as well. I wonder if I'm going to get dinged on that one too. Yeah. For now, I'm fine. I have enough to do, but I mean, I guess I'd have to if I was starting to worry about it. David said that he didn't think it would affect, if you have a pretty good credit score, that shouldn't matter as much, you know, but because obviously it's still
percentage-wise.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. David, by the way, was helping a borrower really quickly here who purchased a new construction home secure a mortgage. Problem was, for some unknown reason, the buyer was applying for a new mortgage, stopped paying the mortgage on their current home. That's no good. You don't have to just do that when you make it all. You just got to pay yours. And they stopped paying their mortgage in June. They have two 90-day late and one 60-day late mortgage payments on their credit report, which is going to prohibit them from purchasing a new home until October of 26. So, hey, everyone, from David, don't forget to keep paying your current mortgage, even if you make an offer on another one. We got to get to the news here. But this segment, The Mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbers that David trusts to touch his pipes. I was going to get there, Stephen. It was a long ellipse there. I was putting on the pause. I love Center Guard. I'll tell you a story about them after this news on WGN.
Now back to John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
3:37 on WGN. Happy Saturday afternoon, everyone. Phone lines open, 312-981-7200. We've got a lot of the business out of the way. Now we want your calls. We got a great lineup of guests today here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Lindholm Roofing is here. Stephen A. Leahy from Open Tax Advocates and Amy Farrell.
I got it.
And I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but your family actually had an O at the end of the name originally.
Yeah, we dropped an O. Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of Italians dropped the vowel at the end of their
name. Coming over from Sicily.
During the
war, World War II.
Ferrarello. That would be a good name too, though.
Sounds Italian.
Sure does. I had to do like the chef's. Mm-hmm. When you say Ferrarello, there's certain names out there you've got to do this, and the Facebook viewers can see it. Until this moment, I forgot we were on camera for this entire program. Ferrarello. But Ferrarell right now. And did I say everyone, Stephen? Mike, I got everyone there. Stephen, you were just telling us during the break. We've been talking baseball a lot here during the commercial breaks. And Mike, you asked Stephen if he had ever caught a foul ball. And you've gotten a couple of them?
I've caught many foul balls.
How? I mean, I know you go to a lot of games.
I do a lot of games. And my tickets are right on the foul line. Used to be.
At Wrigley.
Remember
Wrigley.
I talked about they put these tickets in front of me.
Yeah.
We used to be right on the wall. So we got a lot of foul balls over by us. And so I got a lot of foul balls. What I did learn, here's what I learned. Don't try to catch a foul ball.
After a certain age, don't.
No, because usually you're going to miss it. And if you're looking to get the ball, look down because the guy that's trying to catch it is going to drop it. So he's going to
drop it.
It's going to be on the ground.
Or deflect it into your head.
Well, that could happen to you.
I wish there were all the cameras. We all saw the Phillies fan, the woman who...
The Karen.
Shook it down. Yeah,
Karen.
The Karen. Sure, we'll just say it. No Karens on the lineup today? No, exactly. But I wish there were more cameras around. I went to the 2003 I went to all the All-Star festivities on the South Side when the Sox hosted the All-Star game then. And I went to the Home Run Derby, and I was in foul territory down the right field line. Jason Giambi, powerful left-handed hitter, comes up. But, I mean, I was barely in foul territory. Home run distance, though. So you know what I'm talking about. He hits a screamer off the right-hand side of the foul pole, so it caroms. That's a home run.
Yes.
And it caroms right to my belly. I mean, it's going fast. It's a screamer. It drops right in front of me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a home run derby ball. I go down to pick it up. Some fan came out and punched me right in the same spot where the ball had just hit me. Knocked the wind out of me, took the ball and ran away. And I don't get on TV. I don't get this.
No glory.
No glory.
No signed bats. We
no signed bats.
Foul ball, foul, especially home runs. Well, you know, there is no rules. You can get the ball.
Okay. With the foul balls.
That's what the foul ball. Well, some kid's getting, someone's, you know, kind of, the player's trying to toss him up a ball, and some guy jumps in front of him and takes the ball. That's
the worst.
That's the worst. That's evil.
I'd say at a certain age, we had this discussion after because these things happen every couple of weeks, you get a terrible fan doing something. I'd say if you're an adult and you don't, you know, that ball isn't the most important thing to you ever. Now, if you've been a fan for your whole life and you've never got one, I get it. Take your ball, take it, go home. That's fine. But I'd say wherever you're sitting at a baseball game, look for the kid you're going to give that ball to when it comes to you. That way, in that moment, you're going to look like the hero of the moment because you're going to catch it. You're going to give it right to the kid. You're on TV doing that. But in the moment, if you're panicking, if you're just going to keep it, you're going to high-five people. You know, no, have that kid already in mind who you're going to give that ball to.
And the ball to the kids really means a
means everything to that little boy, little girl.
They have that ball for the rest of their life.
Have you ever caught a ball?
No. I've come close twice.
Would you keep it then, since you've tried your whole life and never been able to, or would you give it to a kid?
Well,
putting you really on the spot here.
I'd give it to a kid.
I don't believe it.
I'd go.
See, but I think, because my answer originally was you have to give it to a kid. And a couple people called in and they said, look, I've gone to games for 60 years, 70 years. I've never gotten a foul ball. It's always been my dream. You're telling me I can't keep it? And no, I think that person could keep that ball.
If were in the bleachers,
and it's a visitor hitting a home run, you got to throw the ball.
Got to throw it.
Right, but now you've got a ball. You've been to 500 games and you catch a ball,
and
it's an opposing home run. You got to throw it, ball. It's almost like bring a spare ball.
We've all seen that.
Bring a spare ball, reach in your pocket, throw out a junker, and keep the good one.
They catch that on the marquee. They'll show it.
Yeah.
Slow motion, they'll show you do that.
What a Cub player today hit his first major league home run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that player should get that ball.
Absolutely.
You know, it was a Cub player, too, that hit it, and I don't know if
that fan should get something for it.
Threw it back. Oh, they do. They usually do.
Signed bat or something.
They usually do. But I think it's just respect to throw that ball back.
What about, though, when sometimes when a player has a milestone home run, we've seen this, where the fans like, look, I mean, some of these balls, we talked to our good friend over at AmeriCash, a Golden Joint, Brian the Cash Man. Some of these big home run balls go for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I've done stories on the taxes of that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's amazing what you have. You got to pay tax on that money.
But you know who's gonna? If I catch Mark McGuire's 500th home run, just to use a name.
Yeah.
All right, I've got it. Now I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna put it in a cabinet, and all of a sudden now I have a $100,000 product that I have to pay tax
on eBay.
What really happens is
that
they start offering a lot to the guy to give the ball back.
Yes,
season tickets. So they give them gifts. That's what you're going to get taxed on.
Well, I don't remember,
a gift.
I don't remember whose story. I don't know whose home run it was, but. I forget. It was recently, and someone was like, it was worth a lot of money. I think it was his rookie. I don't remember which one it was, but everyone's like, no, you should give the ball back. The Pirates offered you season tickets or whatever it is. Dude, that guy's making $40 million. He can pay me for the ball. I'm the one that caught it. I want to sell this ball.
How about I get the ball and season tickets?
There you go.
Like, come on.
312-981-7200. Save us from ourselves, everybody. Yes. We could keep talking about this forever. Everything at Lindholm Roofing right now is conversations about the changing weather. And there's a lot of things that maybe you got away with in the summer because it wasn't so bad of a summer that the winter and the late fall are going to punish you on, right? What should we be thinking about for our exteriors?
You know, obviously we haven't had much in the way of inclement or damaging weather. No tornadoes, minimal hailstorms, although there have been a few. Mm-hmm. Hardly any big windstorms. Precipitation is down over 30% for the season, for the year. So, but that doesn't mean that your roof is not aged. It doesn't mean that things haven't moved around or dried up or started cracking or, you know, that 42-year-old roof you have
on scaring me.
Condos.
Stop scaring me.
I'm sorry.
He's going to get you the quote.
No,
don't worry.
He's going to help me.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it's not a bad thing for a homeowner to simply walk around their home. You know, if they can look up on the roof, if they can even see it.
What am I looking for?
You're looking for lifted shingles. You're looking for anything up there that doesn't look right, if you will. You look at a painted wall, you can tell it's got an issue in the middle of the wall or there's something. So look up at your roof and just see if there's something out up there that doesn't just look right. Look and see if there's trees that have grown over the roof and now they're on the roof and they're rubbing the roof when the wind blows. Mm. And now the roof is being damaged. The granules are being lost. The roof eventually will be worn down to the wood or the felt. And then you need to do repairs. Keep those trees off the roof. Look at your gutters and downspouts. And if you have a terrarium growing out of your gutters, well, guess what? You need to clean your gutters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, downspouts, they come down the side of your home. Walk around your house. Grab your downspouts. Give them a little shake. If they're, you know, moving back and forth a few inches, they need to be tightened up before the wind or the snow comes and they freeze and they fall off the house. Look at your siding. If the siding is nice and horizontal, but then there's a piece over here that's like, oh man, that's at a bit of an angle. Maybe you need something tightened up or fixed up or, you know, revamped a bit.
Right.
Look at the caulk around your windows. Windows are obviously a climate guard from the exterior elements for your home. But if the caulk around the windows is worn out, cracked, or falling out, it just needs some maintenance. It doesn't last. The windows might last 30 years, but the exterior seals around the perimeter don't.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a common misconception when X is supposed to last this amount of time. A lot of that's with the proper maintenance around what you're supposed to be doing. All right, so I can kind of see some of the things I'm looking for, and we got some more to chat about with you in a moment, but we got to go to break here. If I don't know what to look for, or I can't get up to see what I need to see, do you guys do just the inspection? How does that work?
That's exactly where we come in. We're happy to come out to you, to your home, free estimate, free inspection.
Free inspection.
It's a free estimate, free inspection. You get a roofer that wants to charge you for an estimate, you know, find someone else.
Find Lindholm.
Find Lindholm, but find a different roofer. If someone wants to say, well, you know, an estimate's $50. No, it's free. So we come out, and, you know, we may or may not find anything.
Right.
We're actually doing free inspections on roofs that we have done within the last 5 years. We come out, we just make sure everything's good. I've gone out to a few myself, and I mentioned trees. Well, on this guy's garage, the trees were just hanging over the ridge. I know that they're wearing out the shingles. Maybe they already have, but I suggested to them that they hire a tree trimmer and come out and trim the trees off the roof.
And what that does, so Lindholm didn't get any money off of that in that business. That's okay. They know you're trusted. They know the next time they need someone for the roof. That's what you guys are all about. It's a family business going back, I forget how many years, but a long time.
Since 1949, I believe that would be 76. Am I doing the math right?
So the free inspection, that walkthrough that we just talked through, you guys will do it.
We do that.
Where can people reach you at?
773-283-7675 or Lindholm Roofing.
Got a lot more to cover. Home Sweet Home Chicago. John in for David Hochberg after this on WGN.
Now, here's John Hansen and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
3:51 on WGN. Happy Saturday, everyone. John in for David Hochberg. We'll take you till 6 o'clock, and then That's when the Let's Get Legal party begins till 8 p.m.
Do you go to the other studio, or are you going to do a show?
I'll probably do it from here today. Sometimes I do walk down when I'm in for Lisa. I'll do her show here, and then I'll walk down. First of all, I got to get my steps in. Second of all, it kind of gives you like a mental reset. Like, hey, it's a new program. I got to reset my brain from Lisa's show to Your Money Matters. Maybe for this one, going from, you know, talking about your houses and taxes and all that to got to talk about legal stuff.
The good stuff.
The good. You're going to stick around with me? Oh, no, you got your pizza party you got to go to. 312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros text and photo line. Would love to get to... Hey, go take a picture of your roof right now. 312-981-7200. Let's make Mike Houston look at your roof on a small picture on a computer screen and give you a little inspection or some caulk around the windows.
Should have brought my glasses.
Yeah. Well, that'll make the inspection even better. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Go take a picture of anything goofy on your exterior. Seriously, go do it right now and text on in and let us know what you see out there, and we'll help get some answers. You wanted to mention with all the work that you do and something that's important to you are benefiting World War II veterans. You got two things to tell us about today, don't you?
I do. So I am a veteran, and I'm involved with the Villa Park VFW Post 2801. Mm-hmm. And I am the service officer, the chaplain, and the adjutant. If anyone wants to know what an adjutant is, basically I take notes for the commander and I read minutes at our meetings.
Okay, I thought that you just agitated the whole time.
No, I'm agitating.
Okay.
So I've got a little blurb of news that I hope helps someone. There are over 2,500 World War II era vets in the state of Illinois.
2,500?
Over 2,500.
Okay.
And just in Illinois. Now I Googled that and it came up as of February of 2025, 2,500 vets, World War II vets. In the state of Illinois, put into law last year, any World War II vet that served as much as a day during World War II in the military, whether it be a stateside or foreign soil, it does not matter what your disability status is with the VA, you are exempt from paying property taxes on your primary residence that you live in.
Hmm.
A lot of people
don't have to go through the process of getting a disability rating.
Right. A lot of people simply don't know that. Now, obviously, 2,500 people is not many, but I think that's why they put that out there. But it's also, they also allow for the vet's widow or widower to also take advantage of that benefit as long as that widow or widower has not remarried.
So there's a lot more people that probably don't even know that they are eligible for this.
The state of Illinois, I do not know about Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, or wherever else our listening audience is, or even other states. But in the state of Illinois, and not only that, if you paid all your 2024 taxes, property taxes already, and most people have, because I think the due date has passed, they can file to get a refund on that.
Okay. So this is, you're going to get some money back quickly.
This has happened. I know it's happened. I've told this to some World War II vets, and they've already applied for it. I know at least one that has gotten it. But you are eligible for not paying taxes on your property in 2024 and 2025 and moving forward as long as you stay alive. And of course,
or your spouse,
or your spouse.
That's a tough one.
I mean, yeah. I wish we had done this earlier. I mean, I understand why you can't just give everyone property tax, you know, relief forever. But our World War II veterans, the greatest generation. I mean, 5 years ago would have been a little bit better than now. But hey, better late than never, I guess. So I'm glad people know about. So any World War II veteran, regardless of ability, whatever, if you got an injury, doesn't matter. If you served a day in World War II, stateside, foreign soil, wherever.
Correct.
You don't pay property taxes in Illinois.
That is correct. Now, the article I've read, and I apologize, I don't have the answer to this. It did not state that you need to have had an honorable discharge.
Okay.
Which sometimes for some veteran benefits, you do need an honorable discharge, but it didn't state that you did.
Just
you served at least one day during World War II, which the dates are from like 12/7 of 1941 to September 2nd of 1945.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's awesome. I'm glad you're letting people know about that. We got to take a break for the news. Don't let me forget, we want to talk about what's happening at the Villa Park VFW as well, too. Get your questions on in. We got the phone lines going right now. We got to take a break, though. Got news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.
Now, here's John Hanson.
Thank you very
much. Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. David Jennings, 410 on WGN. Yeah, you heard the crew that's here. Now we need the callers, 312-981-7200. What's going on in your home? Do you need help adjusting your home for mobility reasons? Axis is here to answer those questions. Do you have a small business and you've kind of gotten away on the taxes or the bookkeeping? Stephen A. Leahy's with that. And anything on the exterior of your house, the roof, as you get ready for the fall and winter? Mr. Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing here. And Michael, you also gave us a real great PSA about World War II vets and their property taxes. And there's been a lot of follow-up questions that we want to get to. So let's get to the phone lines from Park Ridge. Tracy joining us. Hello, Tracy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You heard what we were talking about, and you had a question, right?
Yeah, I just happened to catch the tail end. And so this is something I did not know about at all. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gutted if it's something. My dad was in World War II. He was stationed in the Aleutian Islands for a couple of years. We did not know about this at all.
Well, don't fret too much, because this is newish, right,
Mr. Houston? Oh, okay. This is even new news to myself, but go on, please.
2024 was...
Okay, I was just wondering if this is something that, since now both of my parents have passed fairly recently, if this was something that we could collect as back pay for the children, because they, you know, for 70 years were paying, you know, taxes.
If your if the taxes were paid this year for 2024, there is a form you can fill out through your county. In this case, it's Cook. And you could possibly get a refund of taxes paid from last year. But this law or rule did not come into effect until this year. And it does affect 2024 taxes. And we pay our property taxes this year, 2025, for the tax year 2024.
Tracy, when did your parents pass, if you don't mind me asking?
So that would unfortunately not apply to us. 20 and 21.
Oh,
2020 and 2021. So, yeah, I just didn't. So this is new.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that makes me feel better that we were not paying all this time and our CPA didn't tell us.
Yes. So,
okay.
I'm glad you called, though, because I think a lot of people might have missed that little note and was feeling that same anxiety. And we appreciate you calling, Tracy.
No, that's great, though. Thank you so much.
Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy?
Yes.
Do you know if your father had any friends from World War II that might still be alive? You could share this information with them.
Oh, possibly. I'll have to think about that. Yeah, I will. That's a good idea.
And that benefit does extend down to the widow or widower of the World War II era vet, as long as he or she has not gotten remarried.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Spread the word, Tracy, all right?
I will. That's awesome. All right.
Just wander around Park Ridge, downtown. Just start yelling out the window of the car every now and then.
Let us a sign.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get one of those loudspeakers like in Blues Brothers where they announce their concert. And
You on the bike.
Right. Exactly.
Tracy's like, get me off this line. Hang up, please. Thanks for coming on, Tracy.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's Tracy, who Ben had to dragoon into getting on the air. She wanted to politely ask her question off the air. And I'm like, get her to come on. And we... let her on for a longer time. But that is awesome to know. Unfortunately, obviously, we've lost so much of that greatest generation at astronomical rates. Both my grandfathers were in World War II. Mm-hmm. I'm sure many parents, the people listening, their parents were involved in it. And he lived till 91, but I can't believe it was 9 years ago that he passed. It was his 100th birthday, if he was still alive, just a couple weeks ago, just to say that that generation, unfortunately, is...
I think the state of Illinois also offers that to World War I veterans, too.
Oh, thanks, Stephen.
Yeah, they do, I'm sure.
Get a little dig in there to the state. No, I mean, I think maybe they could have passed it earlier, but I am glad they did it. I wonder if they will strategically, over the years, do similar things for Korean War veterans.
I was just going to say that they probably will, but I can't say.
Absolutely. I mean, those Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans, too.
They'll do it for them.
wars that maybe didn't get as much glory, quote unquote, as World War II, of course, but those vets deserve just as much for fighting in those wars too for us. So 312-981-7200. Got a text for you, 847. This is for you, Mr. Houston. What do I do for woodpecker holes? How do I prevent them? Who repairs them? Is that something you guys do? Well, or no?
Typically not. We would simply replace the damaged wood, I'm assuming. Obviously, it's wood siding or something.
You could just take a piece out and put a piece in?
Take a piece out, put a piece in. If you hire a painter, you could maybe use wood filler and paint over the holes. Of course, every once in a while, I come across CDs on fishing line swinging in the wind. I don't know if that really works.
I don't know. I've seen like tin foil like strands out there.
Flailing along.
Now tell us, what'd you do for your woodpeckers, people? I'm curious. 312-981-7200. We don't have any problem with it because we got vinyl, I think, on the outside. And but the church near us has like a wooden overhang where people can drop off their mom or dad right at the door so they stay dry. And it is wood. And oh my goodness, the woodpeckers have gone right into it. And they cover it up. They do the same thing you talk about. 2 weeks later, it's the same thing.
Fake owls.
Fake owls.
Mm-hmm. We did that on the house I grew up in.
It worked?
Yeah, that and having a Vietnam veteran that practiced with a BB gun for 3 weeks before he turned the corner and shot from the hip and got it.
I wonder if Janelle Iacchino, if I said that correctly, would have an answer to that question.
From Rose Pest?
Rose Pest.
I'll send her a text, see if she's got any ideas. She's always quick to respond. Janelle Iacchino from
Woodpeckers
Rose Pest
qualify as pests.
Well, you know, Janelle loves all animals, so I don't think she would call
any of them. Some of them are endangered. Don't shoot them.
You don't want to admit that you ever shot them.
Don't shoot them.
Janelle has Madagascar hissing cockroaches as pets. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
That's fun. Sounds great.
She's probably talked about this on the air, too, but when I interviewed her once, she mentioned that she's a musician, too, and she actually takes sounds of insects and mixes them into her music.
That's actually really interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, yeah.
Janelle Iacchino, no offense to the three of you or me or anyone else, is one of the most fascinating guests I've ever chatted with.
I agree.
She's awesome, the bug lady. 708 says, if you have woodpeckers, you got to get rid of the bugs under the siding. That, or I think that if the wood becomes a little wet and hollow, they're trying to find weak points in the wood, too.
I think they like to nest in there.
Yeah, because they were nesting and they got it. All of a sudden, there was insulation coming out of the vents in our house. And we're like, what is this? And woodpecker.
This is Woodpecker Hour here on WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Before we hit this break, you do a lot of work with the VFW, the chaplain, the agitator, and what was it?
Adjutant.
Sorry, yeah, exactly.
And the service officer.
And you guys have an event coming up, don't you?
We do. It's actually a Veterans Pumpkin Patch fundraiser. It goes throughout the month of October, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekends. It's at 39 East St. Charles Road in Villa Park, the VFW Post 2801, and there are some kids activities and bag games, and it's going to be fun.
That's awesome. What was the date again?
It's it starts October 1st and runs all the way through Halloween.
Oh, the whole month of October?
Throughout October. The Veterans Pumpkin Patch Fundraiser.
I love that. Great.
39 East St. Charles Road in Villa Park.
And show up anytime in the month and
come out and support the veterans.
Buy a pumpkin.
Buy a pumpkin or two or four.
Yeah, two. No, never three. Don't do three. Round up to four. What are you doing? And when you get four, you need to do five.
Six.
Yes, at least six for sure. Get as many as you can. That's great stuff. We had a caller, by the way, say that they did wood filler and pepper flakes. And I'm starting to get PTSD from a segment I once did on how to get rid of squirrels, and about 10,000 people called in with their advice. Not a single one of those things worked when I tried it at my house.
Also, a Vietnam veteran with BB gun.
Stop saying that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I forgot to tell our wonderful guest is hang on for her Mr. Floor Cleaner. I hope Ben got to take care of. Yeah, we'll make sure she gets that from Park Ridge. Let's take a break here. John Hansen in for David Hochberg. More of this on WGN.
Now, here's John Hansen and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
423 on WGN. Home Sweet Home Chicago, a later edition after Northwestern football. Took us till about 2:40. And then we've got a Let's Get Legal After Dark is what I call that program when it's from 6 to 8. The gloves come off on Let's Get Legal tonight. as the sun sets. I'll be here till 8 o'clock. I'm actually lucky. I just think about this now because at 8 o'clock, it's the Mincing Rascals, which is I'm on that program fairly often. I am not this week. Thank goodness for the listener. Otherwise, you'd have me from 2:40. Yeah, that's too much. I like when I get to talk on the radio, but you don't want anyone talking from 2:40 till 9 p.m. in the evening. So I'm going to be off at 8 o'clock. 312-981-7200. Steve, we're going to get to some of your stuff in a moment, but we got one other text from the 630. And this kind of intersects with your world a little bit, Mike. Michael, we need to replace our insulation. We don't want to have full-blown insulation. They say they're having a little bit of the memories of asbestos and fiberglass, which, of course, is no longer a thing. But if people still have, you know, they don't want to use that blowing stuff, they want to get it removed. We want to remove our current and replace it with rolled bats. Do you guys do insulation?
We do. But I apologize. I don't know a lot about rolled bat insulation. I know what it is. Mm-hmm. I just don't know a lot about it. You know, we are of the... We put in the product of blown-in insulation.
Mm-hmm.
We do not do rolled bat that I'm aware of.
Does Megapros do? Would maybe be a good place for them to start?
I think that would be a great place to start.
Permaseal.
Insulation.
They do a lot of attic insulation, too, well, to kind of keep everything else cold. Green attic insulation, they do that, of course.
When we come across it in the field, when we're doing a roof and it's ruined or missing or just bad, we can certainly... put it in, but it's not our wheelhouse per se.
Yeah. Megapro is always a good call for a lot of different things. Jeremy can guide you one way. Green Attic Insulation, they're the sponsor here for Attic Insulation on this program. So 312-981-7200. Great question from the 630. All right, Stephen A. Leahy, time to put you front and center, my friend. And you're talking about Illinois tax amnesty. What is this?
So I want everybody to know this because it's a very short window. The window's coming October 1st through November. If you owe the state of Illinois, they will accept just the taxes. I don't tell. Generally, when people come to see me, they say, I don't mind paying the taxes, but the penalties and interest, they'll kill you. And so the Illinois.
Was that your Hochberg impression right there a little bit, Stephen?
Kind of a little bit, I
guess. Okay. So they are saying for 2 months, October and November.
October 1st. They just putting this out now.
Okay.
They've talked about it.
He's getting the glasses on. I fooled him on something here. You said through November, so I just... But it's important to get these dates right.
It is important. And again, this is what... this. They put it out about a month ago or 2 months ago, and the state approved it. But they haven't come up with all of the particulars yet. And so one of the things...
They better hurry up. It starts October 1st.
I understand, and that's one of the problems. So what I'm encouraging people is to go to fightbacknow.com, sign up for my daily email, because I talk about this stuff all the time. And as it comes out, I'm putting more and more out there as they leak out this information without telling you. And it's a lot like this this veteran property tax. They pass this stuff. It's great. But if you never hear about it, it doesn't do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing now with this amnesty, right? It's a great program. It'll help a lot of people. But if you never hear about it, what good is it?
They're not spending money on advertising for these things.
And so, so you have to. So
this will waive the penalty in the interest
and the interest. Yes,
on income tax
on state income tax.
Wow.
Any income tax that the Illinois Department of Revenue collects. So not property taxes, but anything that the Illinois Department of Revenue collects.
This is a huge opportunity for people that have big balances.
Absolutely. What's the big issue? You have to pay the tax in full. So you're not going to make any payments on it.
But Stephen, some of the interest and the penalties, sometimes more than the tax.
Absolutely, especially older, right? The older the tax. I think it's from 2000. I'll get
we got a news break coming up. You can refresh your iPad that you've got in front of you and those glasses, which are just stellar, Stephen.
They had these...
you got your cheaters.
They've done this before. The state of Illinois has done it before when they're looking for...
They
need the cash.
But I think it's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
We need the cash. We need it now.
100%.
You get the amnesty for it. That newsletter, fightbackdown.com, free newsletter?
It's free. So, and again, we talk about taxes. Anything small business owners need to know. And this is one of them. Because who owes the Illinois Department of Revenue money? business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a W-2, they're taking it out of your check.
Yeah, you don't
know. Paying your taxes.
Is there a website you can go to see if you owe taxes?
That's a great question.
To see if you owe.
Yeah.
You go to taxillinois.com. The
Illinois Department of Revenue, tax.illinois.gov.
That's what it is, yes.
And I know that only because as a small business owner, I didn't renew something or the other before I started working with you, Stephen, and you helped me out with that now. But I had owed them like $75. There was a penalty for $20. I didn't re-register my business. Again, these things as small business owners that you don't think about, and then in March you find out that you owe twice as much as you thought you did because you missed a deadline.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about the franchise fee every year. If you're a corporation, right, I got to pay every year.
Got to pay.
So I, how many people start an LLC or something like that, and they say, well, I have an LLC. Well, did you pay last year's? You pay every year? I didn't know you had to pay every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a fee.
I will say the tax.illinois.gov site is fairly easy to use. Mm-hmm. So you've got to create an account for yourself. You enter some information. I use it for my business and then also one for my personal taxes. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty easy. I do the quarterly estimated payments to the state. And it's a pretty easy site to use. I just always like to highlight when a government website's actually somewhat easy to use.
Actually,
it doesn't happen all the time.
Actually, this Illinois Department of Revenue is very good in processing things. They're easy to work with, but they're very...
Stop the clip right there, Ben. The Illinois Department of Revenue is very good. Quote from Stephen A. Leahy. That's all we need.
I'm gonna expand on that by saying, okay,
well, we're right up against the news time, Steve. I'm sorry. Steve's going to tell us what he doesn't like about the Illinois Department of Revenue after the news on WGN.
Now back to John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
4:36. Hello, everyone. John in for David. The Mega Pros Texan photo line open. Phone line 2-312-981-7200. You can chat with Stephen A. Leahy about taxes or tax amnesty here in Illinois. Anything along those lines. If you want to know a little bit more about Lindholm Roofing, all that they do with the changing of the seasons, we got Michael. I want to call you Michael Lindholm. I'm sure you get that from other people, Michael Houston. Yeah, sometimes. Let me turn on your microphone. Man, I'm pulling Hochbergs left and right. And Amy Farrell. We haven't quite gotten to dive into all that you do at Access, but we're going to be doing that in a moment. And we'll take all your questions or concerns about just getting your home ready for whatever issue you might be having, already had, or could in the future, or your parents or such, and all that you guys do, because it's a ton of services at Access. Stephen, just as we wrap up your conversation about the amnesty program, I don't know if you looked up any of the deadlines again.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you got to pay between October 1st and November 17th.
Whoa.
Okay, so
that's quick.
Yeah, they don't give you a big opportunity.
They need that money. What, are Illinois got a,
and it waives
they got
all,
holiday spending
and
in Illinois?
All penalties and interest.
Yeah.
So you have to pay the underlying tax in 100% in full. Now, here's a good thing. They'll take credit cards. Better to put it on a credit card and waive all of that interest and
true.
And penalties. You know, if you don't have the money, because otherwise you're going to... You're going to miss this opportunity.
A credit card's interesting. I worry about that for some people. You could maybe, there are some 0% cards for 15 months. Maybe if you put your tax bill on that and divide, make sure you don't put anything else on
I
it.
I agree with that.
Divide that payment into 15 to space it all out, because you're right. If it's a $20,000 tax bill, but your penalties are $10,000, put that on the credit card. Try and pay it off. Maybe get that 0% balance.
Now, the best thing when I help people with the IRS, as you know, and the best, generally, if you owe the IRS, you generally owe the Illinois Department of Revenue too.
Yeah,
So I said something nice that they had a good website, so you kind of jumped on that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But one thing I could tell you that the IRS is terrible. But the Illinois Department of Revenue is much more aggressive than the IRS.
Going after you.
Making it hard for you to pay them.
See, that's interesting, because you think some people would be like, well, I know I owe the state, I know I owe the feds, but I'm not worried about the state. They're not going to come
after
me.
Well, here's what the state does. If you have a business that needs a license, realtor, if you're a realtor, and I don't know, but if you ever looked at how many different professions need a license in Illinois, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to braid hair, you have to have a license
to braid hair.
Yes. And the list
that's
is,
a good out for my niece every time she asks me to braid her hair. I'm going to be like, I don't have a license. I can't do this.
So, but what happens is if you owe the L&R Department of Revenue, they'll take your license away from you.
Wow.
And you won't be, what's the first objection people have? Well, how am I going to pay them if I don't have?
That's a good point, though.
And I've used that with the L&R Department of Revenue. And here's their response: you'd be surprised how people can come up with money if you're going to lose their license.
Yeah.
So and it's true. Right.
They use the stick approach as opposed to the carrot. Yeah.
And that, I always say that, you know, that now that happens with the IRS now. When Obama came in, one of the things that he instituted with the IRS is taking away your passport. So if you owe the IRS money and you don't and you're in collections, they will freeze your passport.
Now, was that done for fear of you fleeing, or they just are trying to do a pinpoint? Hey, you don't want to get on your European vacation if you owe us money.
Exactly. Now, if you have a passport, it's not going to cancel. So, I'm out of the country and I won't be able to get back in.
Yeah.
No, I've had this.
Yeah, I bet.
But generally, when you try to renew it, or if you don't have one and you try to go out and get one, then there'll be a problem.
So that's still in effect?
That's still in effect, yes.
Are they going to send you a letter and let you know at least?
They do. They send you a letter. Now, your passport's through the State Department, and so when you're trying to get it back, mm-hmm. you know, you have to go through the IRS, and then you have to go through the State Department. So to a government.
Man,
and
throw Social Security in the mix and you're going to be dead before you get that passport. You ain't going anywhere.
Exactly. And no Social Security.
Now, here's another thing I'm going to say good about the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Well, everyone, ears up, ears perked up.
You usually owe them a lot less than you owe the IRS.
That's true.
So it's easier to fix it.
Right.
Because in Illinois, it's 5%, 5 point something percent. So you're going to owe them less. Because you know the IRS might be 27%, 37% of your income.
Now, Stephen,
so you're gonna owe them a lot more money.
I want to break this down for people because you've got your irons in a lot of fires. You help people out when they owe the IRS money, back taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's your fight back now. You work with them to do that. Another big part of your business is these small businesses where your model isn't just, hey, you're going to pay me in April when I do, or March, excuse me, for S-Corps or corporations. The deadline's
you're
March
learning.
15th. I'm learning. You don't do it that way where it's like, hey, pay me X amount then, and then I'll see you next year. You do it by a subscription service. Tell people why you do that.
Well, there's a couple of reasons why. I've been doing this a long time, and first it goes back to the people who owe money, right? When you get into a plan with the IRS, it's not what I've learned is oftentimes owing the IRS is not really the problem. Often the real problem is bookkeeping or something else like that. And so if I get you into a payment plan and we don't fix your bookkeeping problem, every payment plan with the IRS requires there's a requirement that you stay in compliance moving forward. And so if I get you into a payment plan and then next year you don't file your tax return on time, everything we did is gone.
Right.
And so you got to have to restart it again. You have to redo it all over again. And so so I learned, well, maybe we should try to help them solve that problem. And so we started helping people with doing their tax returns every year, making sure that you're in compliance. And also when you get into a payment plan with the IRS, just when you get into a payment plan, it's not over. You're probably going to have to pay for 5 years or 6 years or 7 years. And something's going to happen in those 5 or 6 or 7 years. And you're going to be dealing with the IRS again. And so that's another thing keeps us on board. We do your taxes. And if the IRS ever contacts you, we pick it up and fix it.
Right.
So sometimes they'll get you out of your payment plan for no reason at all. Or maybe there's some administrative reason that happens. I've had this happen where people are paying the IRS and then they reach a time where they file their taxes late and so they owe more money, and then the IRS sends them a note says, you know, we're canceling terminating your agreement.
So you have a small business, they pay you monthly. That
yes.
means that they can reach out to you at any point of the year, because
yes.
tax planning is not coming up with something on March 14th.
Exactly.
Tax planning, as you've drilled into me, is something that we should be doing all year round.
Yes, and also because the IRS is now in your life. If you're a small business owner, they're in your life all year round, not just at tax time, right? They're sending you notices. You're wondering what those notices are. How do I respond to this? And that's what we help people do.
And you got a new book.
I do have a new book coming out. The 1099 Guide.
The 1099 Guide.
Yeah, professional guide, yes.
Wait, that's the title? The 1099 professional guide.
Yeah.
I've
done a lot of continuing education for tax professionals and for attorneys. And so I took a lot of those classes and I made them into this book because I talk a lot about 1099s and the different
You talk
types.
A lot. That is true. Oh, and about 1099s. Yes, very good. How can people reach you, Stephen?
Okay, so if you own a small business, go to fightbacknow.com and get on my free daily email list. Again, doesn't cost. It's free. If you don't like it, cancel it. It doesn't cost anything. If you have a question, you can call me, 312-664-6649. Always happy to answer any questions about this. And, you know, I can't. When you call my office, if you say, you know, I heard him on the radio, they'll put you through to me. They'll set up a time for you because it'd be terrible if I told you to call me and then I wouldn't take your call.
Yep. What's the number again?
312-664-6649.
Or Fight Back Now.
Fightbacknow.com.
312-981-7200, our phone number. All About Access coming up next on Home Sweet Home Chicago. John in for David Hochberg on WGN.
Now, here's John Hansen and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
448 WGN. Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Saturday afternoon. Home Sweet Home Chicago bumped back because of Northwestern football. Let's Get Legal will continue just as a normal Saturday afternoon. We're going to do it from 6 to 8. Stephen, what do we call it? Let's Get Legal After Dark.
After Dark.
Yeah, very good. One time I was telling you guys this story. We did a After Dark show, Stephen A. Leahy out of Studio D, which faces Michigan Avenue. We're in Studio A now, facing the lake. I had my back to the window, as that's the setup in the studio. Stephen was looking out the window, and it was the night of the Festival of Light Parade, the start of the Christmas season.
I could not remember what it was.
It was the Festival of Lights. You were in for a 6 to 8 show, so pitch black out there. And what do they start their show with? A gigantic fireworks display in the peripheral of you, not the peripheral of your vision, directly in front of you.
Yes.
So you're looking at me while I'm trying to interview you, and all you see behind me is a fantastic fireworks display, which I can see flashing off your cornea. I can watch it, and you could not.
It was
constant. I'd ask you tax question, and you'd stare blankly back at me.
Well, you know, when Chicago does fireworks, they do a very good job.
They do a very good job. I mean, Stephen's operating not at 100% most of the time. You want to have his undivided attention. This was down to like 20% with the fireworks. So eventually I just said, Stephen, just...
That's not fair.
Eventually I said, Stephen, just do play-by-play for the fireworks. And he was like, it's a red one. Ooh, it's one of the sparkly green ones. It was great radio, everyone.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good for me.
Yeah, it was good for you. Access. All About Access.
Yes.
You guys do a lot of things. I'm on your website right now, allaboutaccess.com, and I see the locations, and you do it for multi-states, and I scroll over to services. My goodness, it's more than just the stair lift or the grab bars. And even each one of these things, accessible bathrooms, there's baths and showers, ADA toilets, grab bars. I go to elevators. You got traditional hoistway elevators. You've got luxury. You've got elevator gallery. You got mobility. You really do everything.
Yeah, yeah. We span a large, you know, area of things in the accessibility industry.
Geographically and within the home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, geographically as well. We pretty much cover the whole Midwest.
And who are people that traditionally call you? Is it folks that are a little elderly or that they have a disability or they are planning for their parents' house that they want to change on over?
Yeah, so I think, you know, and this is part of the problem, is people have accidents or something happens to them medically and then all of a sudden they need accessibility in their home, and that's when we get the phone call. So the whole purpose that we're on WGN is to kind of educate people about accessibility and that these things could be coming, or when you purchase a home with a staircase when you're 30 years old and you plan to stay there until, you know, the rest of your life, you know, you don't foresee some of the obstacles that could be in your way when you're aging or if something happens to you. My sister broke her ankle, couldn't get up to her second story walk up. You know, you just don't foresee those things happening when you move into, a new home when you're young. So part of the reason we're here is to kind of give more information about the things that are available, because there's so many different types of things out there, accessibility-wise, construction-wise, solutions that are out there. And then also, you know, to get people ahead of it. If you're aging and you're in a home and you don't want to leave and there's a staircase there, you know, maybe have us come out and give you some information.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going that direction, you know, or, you know, we have a program going right now. It's the free fall home assessment. So it's a good way for us to come out, kind of explain to you what we think you might need. And then in that assessment, we would provide installation of 3 grab bars. Okay.
As part of the visit.
Yep. Yeah. So it's $299. You get 3 grab bars. You get a free home, or you get a home assessment from an educated accessibility specialist from Access Elevator Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a program that we work with that we can submit photos and videos of your home to them, and an occupational therapist reviews it and gives us a rundown of what they think, you know, you might need in the home, whether it's lighting, because when you get older, you know, you might need brighter lights so that you could see that there's a bottom stair there.
Never thought of that.
So you don't,
never
yes,
thought of that.
I know. There's so many tiny details that you don't think about. You know, you're going down the stairs and it's dim in that hallway. You might miss the last step and now you've fallen. And guess what? We got to put a stair lift in.
Yes.
Because you just had hip surgery and you've been in rehab for 6 months or whatever it is.
It's amazing the things that you have that I never knew either existed or would have never thought of on my own. So I just want to make sure I get this right. For $299, mm-hmm. you're coming out to the house. You're getting 3 grab bars installed, or just the bars themselves?
Grab bars installed.
Okay.
Yep, we install them to make sure that they're secure.
That's what I was going to say.
So we're going to send a technician to do that. So the home assessment, we're not going to install them on site, but, you know, we will get a technician to come out after we determine the placement of the grab bars with you
and
during
the
home assessment.
And you're going to take pictures and videos and send it to a third party, people that know the ins and outs and the little things that people need as they have faced that disability or that aging situation.
Yeah. And then we can formulate a plan, whether it's a long-term plan or, you know, some type of financial plan. Like, we can do these things now. These are immediate things that you absolutely need. And then in the future, maybe you should think about this bathroom modification. You know, we can help you figure out what you need, what you don't need, and formulate a plan.
I think that a lot of people may resist calling because it's not something everyone loves to face.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about this with our friend Dave Schluter a lot for estate planning. No one wants to do it because you don't want to think about the time when you're dead. I think with accessibility, sometimes people don't want to think about the time that they may not be able to get up the stairs. They don't want to think about what could happen. But
yeah.
Think about it ahead of time because you can kind of formulate a plan.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to be in a situation where you have an accident and now you are in the hospital, you've gone to rehab. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you absolutely have to get the equipment. You have to buy this equipment right now. You know, you want to prevent the fall. You want to prevent the accident. You know, sometimes people break their hip and they never come home from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can kind of have some foresight and have a plan in place, you might prevent yourself from, you know, some catastrophic accident in your home, in the bathroom, on the stairs, wherever.
Having said that, if that does happen to you and you are in a position where you've got to do something quickly, can Access help people out in those situations?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to fear people away or try and scare them, but if it does happen, you guys are going to be there for them.
Yeah, so, and we have this grab bar special, this grab bar promotion, so that it's the $299 with the home assessment and the occupational therapist assessment and all of that stuff. But also, we do free home assessments. So if you don't want the grab bars, that's fine. We will come out and do an assessment for you. At no cost, you know, we will come out.
One quick question on the 773 before we break for news. They want to know, do you work with landlords? I'm a caregiver and the lady needs holding bars in the bathroom.
Yeah, of course. We definitely work with landlords. They would just have to give approval. And most times, if the landlord, have the landlord meet us on site and we can explain to them what needs to be done, or if it's a more complicated project, get them the drawings ahead of time so that we can all make the decision together.
I love that. AllAboutAccess.com, 630-616-6. We're not done yet. We'll pick things up with Access. And your phone calls, too, 312-981-7200. John for David on Home Sweet Home Chicago. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.
Now, here's John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
At 511 on WGN. Hello, everyone. And we'll take you till 6 o'clock. But right now, we want to get you on the phone lines. 312-981-7200. The Mega Pros photo, text, and phone line open. And we're chatting with, as you heard, the guests. And we're going to talk about a little bit more with our friends at Access, Amy Ferrarell. A question from Jessica. Jessica, you're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
What do you have for Amy?
I was just kind of wondering what type of services or suggestions they'd make for a parent with dementia or Alzheimer's so they can kind of get house as long as possible.
I imagine you get a lot of calls like this.
Yeah. So it's a very common thing that we deal with. So first of all, the equipment that we install, so if you need accessibility equipment, is very simple and easy to use. So it doesn't take like a long, drawn-out thought process to use a stair lift or a vertical platform lift, which are some of the pieces of equipment that we install the most for home accessibility.
So most people with dementia or Alzheimer's are still able to function and use the equipment that you're putting in.
Because it's so straightforward.
Okay.
And then the other thing maybe to consider when you have somebody with dementia in your home is some type of a smart home system with door sensors, things like that, so that if you're not there with them and they're having this issue, you may get a notification on your phone that somebody's accessed the back door, opened the back door, or opened the bathroom door, or the basement door. So just kind of basic fail-safe so that you're aware of what this person's doing if you're not there. But most people, most people that have dementia need some level of caregiving in their home. So like I said, we install equipment that's very straightforward and easy to use. And then, of course, things like grab bars, maybe doorway widenings for wheelchairs, things like that can help assist the person. But the most important thing is having us come out, do a home assessment, see what the needs are, see where the problem areas are, and then we can formulate a plan from there based on their needs.
Jessica, does that make sense? Were there any other specific things you were wondering about?
That makes sense, especially like there's a spouse that's currently with them, but also just thinking about with the safety, like with the sensors and stuff you were saying, I wouldn't know where to start with looking into that, I guess.
Yeah, so neither would I.
Yeah, we can help you with that. And even just something to research, you know, like Alexa smart home systems. You know, these are things that you can purchase on your own, and they have door monitors and things like that that you can install on your own. You don't necessarily need us, and it sounds like maybe that might be something that you could look into and have done pretty quickly if this is a problem. You know, and even if you do have a caregiver there, it would be nice to know if at night, you know, this person gets up and is trying to leave the home, you get a notification on your phone or a ding, something that wakes you up and alerts you to this. So I would suggest definitely looking into that first and foremost.
Where can they buy those?
Amazon. Yeah.
In most places, yeah.
Smart home systems. And they're typically really easy to install. But we can help you with that. You know, if you need help, you know, we can look into it and help you.
Well, you've seen a lot, right? And I think you're a business that specializes in this stuff. And you've already made me think of about 15 things that I wouldn't have thought of that could go in a home that could help. And even if I could go on Amazon and do it, I don't know which doors I'm going to do it on, what theirs, and then also what's next, right? Because with dementia, Alzheimer's, or some other disabilities, unfortunately, it's not a road to recovery. It's a road to, you know, figuring out how this is going to go in the next couple of years. Yeah. And you can look beyond the here and now to the 1 to 3 to 5 years out, right?
Yeah, usually the goal is to see how long we can keep them in their home and safe in their home. Because for people with dementia, being in a familiar space is really kind of very important for them in order to feel comfortable. So when you remove them from the home because they've declined in a severe way, it becomes confusing. It can be difficult for them.
Right.
So we want to keep them there
as much as we can.
Yeah.
Jessica, thanks for the phone call.
Thanks. I guess I just was going to wonder how far out from Chicago you guys go.
Great question.
So we service all of Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin. I go into Iowa, Minnesota. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, we can definitely get to you pretty quickly.
Boy, anywhere with a tank of gas or two, you could service.
Yeah, we even have an office in Southern Illinois now. So
where are you at, Jessica?
About 100 miles west of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
We're there. No problem.
Jessica, you're one of the closer customers. You're fine. She's going to drive to Minnesota if she needs to. Now she only has to go 100 miles? That's an easy one. Thanks for calling, Jessica. You want the number and the website is allaboutaccess.com. Jessica, do you have the number? Do you want to write this down? I can say it a couple times.
I can write this down.
Great. Yeah, get out a piece of paper and a pen. Amy, it's a 630-616-6249, right, Amy?
Yeah, that's it.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com. Okay, Jessica, we'll say it a couple more times before the end of the show if you missed it, all right?
Thank you, got it.
Yep, all right, that's Jessica, helping people out. Love that. Mm-hmm. That must be a lot of the calls that you get.
Yeah, it's super common. You know, it's that and you know, I just had a hip replacement or, you know, it's a lot of aging. Yeah. A lot of aging related questions we get.
Yeah. You mentioned the special in the 4 o'clock hour and someone was surprised at the price of $299 for three grab bars, the home inspection, which you also do for mm-hmm. free on its own.
Yes.
Separately.
Yeah.
And then this also involves a consultation with a therapist.
An occupational therapist.
That's the name.
Yeah. And they'll review videos and photos that we take of the home and you know, help us even further than what we're capable of seeing. So they might have other options, you know.
Someone was surprised by the price. They say this 100% respectively. $100 per grab bar seems hardly enough to cover material, time, and labor. Yeah, it's a promotion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're doing a deal because it helps us to help you. Like, let's help get you started. And then let's help you formulate a plan and get you on the right track so that you can be safe.
Yeah, the installation isn't going to be done on the cheap because it's cheaper. The idea is go there, introduce yourself to people, and people will quickly realize how much more they're going to want to use you. That's the
absolutely,
point of it.
Absolutely, yeah. We're your family. When we come out, you know, our entire staff, everyone has empathy for the situation you're in. You know, we see a lot of things and we just want to help. So all of our staff is very warm. People that you talk to in the service department, in our project team, the technicians that come out, we get fabulous reviews. And so when we're able to come out and kind of show you what we can do with the grab bars, you'll realize that, you know, we're part of your family and you're part of our family.
I love that. Access. We're part of your family. When Stephen comes out, he's your drinking buddy. So that's Stephen A.
I mean, we can be your drinking buddy too if you want.
We could tell you this. That's part of my family.
We could tell you this. He's not our pizza buddy today.
I forgot about that. Yes, Stephen at the start.
I'm hungry.
Stephen started to mention at the start of the show. He's got this great big party he's going to, which he's supplying the pizza for, and he keeps on reminding of us. Now we did get a text a little while ago saying from the 773, it'd be nice if Stephen A. Leahy invested another $20 for pizza for the hardworking people working out to put on the show on the air. If David was there, he would do that for everyone. Text sent by David Hochberg. Would David do it? Does he buy you guys food?
Sometimes.
Ben's going to Mastermanos.
I've had a few sandwiches here and there.
Sandwiches. Good ones?
Great sandwiches.
Lou Malnati's he brought in with Ray Kaplan was here.
I'm sure he's doing some deal. He's doing Lou Malnati's mortgage or something. He stops on by. He's like, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a mention if you... Yeah, that's like David Hochberg's way. 520 on WGN just about. Let's take a break. We need your phone calls. 312-981-7200. Let's get you on the Texan photo line. Oh, and I forgot to mention... Mr. Floor Cleaning Product to our wonderful caller. Ben got it all taken care of course. I just forgot to mention it. Thank you, Mr. Floor. Sorry for calling you Mr. Clean earlier. More after this on WGN.
Now, here's John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
523 on WGN. What is happening in the studio right now? I am in for Mr. David Hochberg, and as the show progresses later and later, things are getting a little weirder and weirder here in
We're going off the rails.
We are a little bit. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, a little upset at the distribution of colors of his M&Ms, has lined them all up like a bar graph in front of him to show the color distribution. Which you would want more of which kind now?
Blue.
You want more blue M&Ms?
There's hardly any blue.
Yeah.
How many did you get?
Only 4 blue and about 10 green, 8 brown, about 20 orange.
20 8, orange M&Ms?
8
orange.
Red and 8. Yeah, 8 red and 8 yellow.
The orange is what's killing me.
Oh, there's lots
of
them.
That's the least one I would want.
Ugh.
They're the same taste, you all know, right? It's not like Skittles where the flavors are different. The M&Ms all taste the exact same.
We had this conversation on the air once about Skittles.
Me and you?
No. On a show I was on with David.
Oh, okay.
Because I do the same thing with my Skittles. I line them up. But the question was, does the red taste different than the yellow? And as I recall, the answer was yes.
Yes.
They do have a bit of a different taste.
Yeah, one's lemon, one's strawberry.
M&Ms, I don't think they have a different taste.
No. But you still want the distribution to be even.
Yeah, just for aesthetics purposes.
Pretty to look at.
Yeah.
If you line them up every time.
I'm a weirdo.
Do you line up?
I eat them as they come out of the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
I never line them.
I have no idea what colors they were. They're colorful? What? You go straight.
They just taste good.
Now, hold on. Do you do this for every candy you eat?
No.
Okay. No, I'm not judging you. I'm curious.
I know.
Everyone's got a little thing they do. I used to, since you shared that, you didn't share, I basically told everyone, our listeners, that you do this.
Thank you.
I used to always deconstruct all sandwiches I would eat. I would take them apart and eat them.
It's not a sandwich anymore.
It is not. And I don't do this anymore, but for years, my parents would be like, what are you doing? I put this together for you. But I still required it to be put together on initial. Like, my parents were like, can I just put this beef and this cheese and this bread in separate parts? I'm like, no, please assemble it so that I can go through and disassemble it later.
I'm surprised you didn't become a mechanic.
Oh, I wasn't very good at it, so no. You got any other quirky thing? You just found out your cheaters are broken here, Stephen.
I have no weird things.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, right, Stephen. Says the man who walks in with a fedora.
Yeah, how many different fedoras do you have? Yes.
Actually, I have a lot, but I always just wear. This is a new one. I just got this one.
And he lines them up by color.
Yeah. All gray.
The guy walking in with a fedora says, I got nothing weird about me. No, we love it, Stephen.
I should have worn mine today. I do have a nice one.
You got a fedora? A
couple of them, yeah.
You knew Stephen A. Leahy was going to be
here. I just didn't think of it.
Next time, have to do this.
I will.
I want to dress up as Stephen A. Leahy for Halloween.
Yes.
Talk about a scary outfit.
Yeah. Well, let me do this.
Fight back now.
There we go. Just learned I could press these buttons.
Fight back now.
Yeah, there we go. Fightbacknow.com. Oh, we're off the rails, people. 312-981-7200. Please save us. Let us know on the text line through MegaPro's text or photo line or on the phone line if you got any questions with the roofs, with access, with things going on with your taxes, too. Anything else you want to add about access before we hit this news break here? We got a couple minutes just to make sure you leave people with. Now, obviously, the $299 thing is great, but free home.
Yeah.
Do you call it an inspection or what do you call it?
A free home assessment.
Assessment.
Yeah, free home assessment. I think it's just important for people to just have a presence of mind that preventing accidents before they happen is important.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not know what to do, but we do. And we're happy to help you in any way we can, whether it's answering a question over the phone, coming out to do a free home assessment. Or coming to do the grab bar special, the $299 for the grab bars and the home assessment and the occupational therapist assessment.
I've definitely heard that. I mean, there are other companies that do, I don't want to say they do what you do, they do similar things to what you do.
Yeah.
And I've talked to Frank about it on air.
Yes.
How many times he's had to go replace a lift, so essentially a worthless lift, they paid more money for him in the onset, and now have to go fix it, and they have to pay more just to get it done.
That is part of the battle. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that are just looking at the bottom line. They want to get a stair lift in and installed and walk away from it before you realize what happened, whether they overcharged you or installed a piece of equipment that you can't buy parts for anymore, or they installed a piece of equipment that they don't have a service department to service it over the long term. That, you know, you call them, I need my batteries replaced in my stair lift. And they're like, okay, well, when the guy comes back around, the nationwide guy installer, when he comes back to your state, we'll let you know. Hmm. And it could be months before you could get it fixed. And what happens is then, you know, we have to go in because they call us for service, but we don't service those lifts, you know, especially a company like Acorn.
Okay.
Acorn is a nationwide company that's kind of their business model is get in, get it for the highest price in the door, and let's walk away from it. And then they don't help you after that. So, a lot of times we end up uninstalling those lifts and reinstalling new lifts. So it kind of costs you double the money. Just so that you're able to have your equipment serviced.
I mentioned that there's some contractors that I don't know. Do they upsell a lot of times too to try and get you to spend more money on the onset?
Yeah. There's a stairlift assessment is a good example of this. When I go out for a stairlift assessment, I try to only sell the options on the stairlift that make sense for the person and their specific needs. You know, I don't want to add a bunch of stuff on there that, you know, is mechanical that could create issues in the future long term. You know, I just want to make sure that they're getting the equipment that they need and nothing more than that, you know, because then it becomes more and more expensive. But there's a lot of companies that start with the most expensive thing and then take items off once they realize that you don't have the money.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's just, it's.
It's not how you do business.
Not, especially not in this industry.
That's not your family doing that.
No.
Like you guys.
No, it's not. No. So, you know, we just want to make sure that people are getting the correct equipment for the right price and have, you know, their family taking care of them over the long haul of, over the long haul of them owning this equipment and using this equipment.
Access is the family that you want coming to your house. The other ones are like that estranged uncle or something come on over that are always looking for a little extra money.
Do they use high-pressure sales tactics also?
Yes, they sure do. Sign on the dotted line. They'll come in. They'll give you their highest price straight off the bat. And then recently, so this last week, I met with a veteran, his daughter, and she they had had Acorn out. And they didn't realize that the VA would pay for their stairlift. And Acorn does not work with the VA. So they gave them a very high price. But when they found out that their client was a veteran, they reduced the price $2,000 because they wanted to get that stairlift in before that veteran realized that the VA would cover that equipment.
Wow. So they were trying to rush it on in to get there.
And then they dropped the price $2,000 and that lit a light bulb, luckily, to this veteran.
Something's up.
And then they contacted the VA and found out that, you know, they would cover the
That's
the
terrible.
We got to get to the news here. AllAboutAccess.com. It certainly is. I can't be too late to the news because Ron Brown said some nice things about me. We'll do that and your questions next. 312-981-7200 on WGN.
Now back to John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's right, baby. 537 here, Home Sweet Home Chicago. And I'm going to march down. No, I think I'm just going to do a lap today and come back to this studio for Let's Get Legal at 6 p.m. On that show, Mike Leonard.
Who's coming in?
He's not going to come in. He's going to call in, though. Our federal defense attorney will be joining us. Ray Kaplan, friend of this show. She texted me. She's at a conference right now talking about student loans and all the updates and everything. And she was so excited. She's got some great news about Parent Plus loans that she didn't know about until she went to this conference. She's going to share that with us. So
two of my favorite attorneys.
Oh, Mike Leonard and Ray Kaplan are excellent
people.
Two
of my favorite attorneys.
Ben Zielinski is going to join us from Capital News, Illinois. If you don't know what that is, it's a nonprofit. It's kind of like the AP Wire in that they distribute to media partners who then publish their story. They're a nonprofit newsroom and they cover Springfield exclusively, which we need as much coverage as possible. These state capitals that are in the middle of states, and we're not the only one. Geographically, that made a lot of sense when they made the state capitals in the 1800s to have people come gather. But the problem is, if they're away from metropolitan areas, they're more often than not shown to be corrupt than ones that are in metropolitan areas. Why? There's not as much news media coverage of smaller state capitals, like a Springfield, like a Jefferson City, Missouri, right? Like, there's certain ones that are not in a major metropolitan area. There's not major news outlets. So Capital News, Illinois, they do a great job. Ben's going to catch us up on what's happening in Springfield as we are between two legislative sessions.
So, are you saying there's corruption in Springfield?
Gosh, no, I would hold never.
Hold your turn.
Hold your... And Chicago, and not Chicago either, ever. I was just telling a story the other day. Someone called in. I had a question of the day that I do on my program that was like, the last time this happened in Cook County in 1931, fill in the blank or whatever. And someone jokingly said, that was the last honest alderman. And I was regaling the story about how I had an alderman about 10 years ago, that I loved. Did great work, great services, and I always had pride in knowing that he was the honest alder person, and about 4 seconds after I finished that sentence, he was indicted by the feds. So I was like,
you never know.
That's how it goes. Okay, I've gone off the rails here. 312-981-7200. We were talking about deconstructing or lining up M&Ms by colors. The 815 says, I deconstruct my Snickers bars.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Carefully.
I mean, I feel like you would need to have a tool.
Isn't that what George Costanza did in Seinfeld? He cut his Snickers bars and you guys not Seinfeld fans?
Maybe that's a joke.
Maybe they're making a Seinfeld joke there.
Caramel nougat? How do you...
The nougat, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need tools.
Yeah, now I got an 815 calling. We have follow-ups. You can text as well. We'll hook you up with some Mr. Floor cleaning products if you just tell us how you deconstruct a Snickers bar. We got to know. You guys were all having a conversation I wanted to bring on air here during the commercial break. Fear not. It's about your businesses and about your techniques for selling and how you, I think, gain trust from potential customers by... Michael, not doing the quote-unquote hard sell, how do you approach a consultation or an inspection and trying to get their business but doing it in a way that doesn't leave them freaked out?
Whether it be a repair or a full job of some sort, we don't use high-pressure sales tactics. We don't come in and say, hey, here's your quote for windows, and it's $30,000 for your whole house, and they him and they haw, and... They say, well, you know, you have three other estimates come. Well, come on. I'll tell you what. I'll take off $2,000 right now.
If you do it right now.
You're still hemming and hawing. Okay, look, I'll take off two more. Why didn't you just come in the first place at a fair, marketable price? No pressure. That's how we work. We don't push you, prod you. If you want to be home, you can be home. If you don't want to be home, you don't have to be home.
If you want to get other estimates because that'll make you feel comfortable, then do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I mean, you guys call them a bunch after the estimate's been done. Be like, you want to do it? You want to do it? You want
to
do it?
I'll call one, maybe two times to follow up, make sure they, number one, got the estimate, because sometimes things get lost on email or mail. And I'll ask them if they have any questions, or if they haven't looked at it yet, I'll call them in a week later and ask, hey, did you look at your estimate? Do you have any questions? It's simple. It's easy. It's no pressure. No tactics.
I was saying that any construction company worth their salt isn't fighting hand over fist for your business because they have other business, you know? So they shouldn't be trying to, you know, lower the price and lower the price and lower the price until you finally sign on a dotted line they're so desperate for the business.
Anything that comes at me with certain urgency immediately repels me.
Yeah.
And I imagine it should for any listeners out there. And it's not about, like, obviously there's some deals that are run through a certain date that's been advertised. Hey, do it or not.
We do it, sure.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the idea of on-the-spot lowering of prices to just try and get you to say yes, I think should make everyone's hair at the back of their neck.
You talked about your customers being your family, right? Mm-hmm. So I look at it that way, too. They're part of my family. That's kind of the subscription plan, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm trying to high-pressure you to hire me up front, right? Really, I'm looking for a long-term relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's really where the value of a customer, for me, comes in. I'm not a one-and-done guy. A lot of attorneys, right, you're always out there looking for another new clients. Not that I don't want new clients.
Of course.
But you really take care of the clients that I have. They become long-term clients.
Right.
They tell their friends.
I always tell people, should I call someone else? I always say, call someone else. It makes me look good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
so oftentimes it does. Oftentimes calling someone else does make you look good because you're not the one that's in there trying to bully.
Yeah.
Well, they'll tell me, you know, I met with another guy. He never told me all this because you talk about education, right? Explain it to people instead of just trying to sell them. You know, we sit down. It's information marketing, right? You want to teach people what you do, what they need to know. And then one thing about being on the radio if you've heard me on the radio for all these years, because I've been on radio a long time, generally you're coming, you're hiring me.
Well, yeah.
Generally.
Well, also you're the exact same person on the radio as you are off the radio.
Life,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Anyone who's been through this, get a couple estimates, of course. But I think we all kind of have gotten that vibe. This just happened to us, and it wasn't with the roofing project because there was no other choice but Lindholm. Seriously, if that's what Lou Manfredini says, that's where I'm going. It was for something else, and one quote seemed about right, and one quote was so much lower. Mm-hmm. And it was such a red flag immediately. Now, who's to say that the high one wasn't wrong and the other one was lower? But we ended up getting the third quote. It was
That's where the third quote comes in.
A third, and it was in the middle, and we're like, okay, this is, at least we now know.
You have a range.
Yeah. And sometimes that low quote seems great. Everything feels good, but don't you get a little edge up where you're like, I don't know about this?
My friends that I've had multiple conversations with that choose the low quote, and then they have issues, and then they're money out of pocket during the project, you know, because things weren't thought of. You know, this isn't necessarily the most professional company. They're just trying to undercut everybody else to get your business because they need your business. You know, so the low quote thing isn't always the best way to go.
Yeah. I also got to say that we just did another project we got upcoming. The two quotes were within $100 of each other. And I think that actually spoke well for both businesses. They were both great options. We ended up just going with the vibe of who we kind of jived with a little bit better.
Which is important, too.
Which is huge, too. Yeah. But the other guy was great. We actually, when they called, we said, hey, your quotes were right in line. We went with this other business. The guy said, absolutely. We totally get it. If if anything goes wrong, let us know. And I think that is the way that people want to do business with each other. And it actually made me give a nice review for the company I didn't even go for.
That's important.
Because I was like, why, they were so nice about it even when they didn't get it. And they were respectful and they were right in line. It just, for whatever reason. But I think that's for all of us that aren't in your line of work. Right, who we are not the experts. We are putting the trust of our home and our families in contractors' hands. The roof over my head. My parents, they're in their 70s now. They're doing great, but we chatted off air. Are we going to maybe one day need to turn one of their office into a master bedroom? That's something that you guys do.
Yeah.
We're turning over so much stuff. You keep me out of trouble with the IRS by guiding me down the path that needs to be guided down. These are important things, and I think that sometimes for us folks that are just consumers, it's a frightening thing. And hearing from people, and this is what I love about this show, and I always love to be able to fill in and guest host it, is obviously you guys are sponsors of WGN, but you are part of a family here that we trust and that David trusts. And 100%. When I need something in any realm, David connects. Like when I did my house, Dave Schluter was my – Dave Hochberg told me, here's who you're doing for this, here's who you're doing this, here's who you're doing this. Everyone's perfect every time. Who am I doing roofing? Lindholm Roofing. Tax guy, got Stephen A. Leahy, all about access. I mean, that's what I just love about this Home Sweet Home Chicago family is because these aren't just sales pitches. You really genuinely care about the customers you have and the potential ones that are listening on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Let's save that for the promo. Ben Anderson, that was great. 312-981-7200. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now. I got one more segment left for your calls, your questions, your concerns. We'll do that after this break here on WGN.
Now, here's John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
551 on WGN. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday afternoon. Boy, it turned out to be a gorgeous one.
At least it
looks like it from in here.
Lots of boats on the river today.
We're sorry, Amy, we made it so cold in here, too, by the way.
Oh, my God, I'm dying. I don't. It is the face of the moon in here.
Look at that four-masted boat out there. Is that four masts?
I have a giant green screen behind me I can't see. As I always forget that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened here with Leahy. You all have a great view of what's happening outside.
I feel like I'm talking to you, but simultaneously looking at the four-mast boat out there. Oh, yeah.
It is kind of neat, isn't it?
And yeah. Four-master.
And that lighthouse out there. I have a beautiful picture of this lighthouse. It actually is a really nice picture, and I put it up in my house with a couple other white lighthouses from Maine.
Oh,
nice.
Very nice. You're a lighthouse guy.
Yeah.
What is it about? Is it the solitude of the lighthouse that you like?
I don't know.
Let's dig deeper, Stephen. What are we doing stopping there? Stop trying to change the subject.
A friend of mine took that when we were on a boat trip, and he took a picture of it. He sent it to me. I'm like, that's a beautiful picture. And then I was in Maine just over a couple of months ago, and we took a couple of pictures. I'm like, these would be great up in the house all together as a group.
So now you're a lighthouse guy.
Now you're the lighthouse guy. Don't say that too loud. Every Christmas gift is going to be lighthouses. Every gift you get forever.
Every trip I take, I'm going to have to go out and find a lighthouse.
My sister-in-law once mentioned to us that she liked owls, and I think for 3 years, everything she got was an owl.
Oh, I had an aunt with roosters, and she's like, stop giving me roosters. Like, I can't handle it anymore.
That was my grandmother, man. If you said you liked something,
oh, it was.
You know what I told her I liked? Half dollars.
Yeah.
That's a smart one.
When I was a freshman in college, I mentioned to my mom, one time I was like, oh, I went bowling at the Union. That Christmas, I got a bowling ball. I got bowling shoes. I think at some point you're just old enough that no one knows what to get you. So you say one thing. Like this person that deconstructs their Snickers bars, which, by the way, they said they did not know that was in Seinfeld. They use a little knife or a pocket knife, and that's what they do. They slice their Snickers. So let's get all this.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
I want to know more. We got a couple minutes left here. I want to kind of go around the horn, give you guys each another moment or two to talk about it is what you do, what you've got coming up, and what you want people to know about. We'll start with Michael Houston, Lindholm Roofing.
Well, we provide free estimates for needs you have on the outside of your home, whether it be siding, gutters and downspouts, roofing. Windows, I shouldn't say windows.
Okay. You just did, so we can't go back. All sorts of stuff.
All sorts of stuff on the exterior of your home. Please give us a call for a free estimate and evaluation. And the phone number is 773-283-7675. And the website is lindholmroofing.com.
And I'll just say you guys did excellent work on my house.
Thanks again.
I probably said it a million times, but I was really impressed by the whole thing. Amy Farrell, Access. Everything in the home that needs access issues, right?
Yeah. If you have an accessibility issue or just questions about maybe a condition that you or your family member have and what can be done, give us a call. We're happy to talk to you on the phone. Come out for a free evaluation of your home. And then like we were talking about earlier, we have that $299 grab bar promotion going on that also includes a home assessment and an assessment evaluation from an occupational therapist.
And that's three grab bars for $299?
Three grab bars, yeah.
Where do those go? Because like showers for a grab bar?
Yeah, typically when you have like a standard bathtub with a surround, you have a grab bar at the opening, so on each side, and then one long one across the back.
Okay, that's so that would typical. Be the three grab bars.
Yep, there you go. But, you know, we can put them next to toilets or coming in and out of your garage up a step. You know, coming down your deck stairway, there's a lot of places grab bars can go that can help you.
And the accessibility changes you can make can be big. They can be small. They can be the grab bar. It can be you're gutting the house and you're changing the way it's laid out.
Yeah, we can go into a full addition if you need to.
All right. Great stuff. Stephen A. Leahy.
I help businesses with their taxes. If you own a business, you have taxes, right?
And so I've learned that. Yeah.
And it's more than just paying taxes. It's how do I prepare not only the tax return, but my bookkeeping. Bookkeeping has become very, very important because the IRS is tracking all of us. And people don't realize this, but almost every tax return is reviewed by the computer, right? They're matching it all the time. So you're going to get questions from the IRS, and the best way to have an answer is to have good bookkeeping. Okay, so I have a daily email. Go to fightbacknow.com.
Fightbacknow.
Sign up for my daily email. Again, if you don't like it, you can cancel.
That should be on the receipt after someone says they want it. Guys, I appreciate you. Thanks for helping me out with the show today, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Great work, all of you. Guess what? Northwestern has a bye next week, so the show will be at 10 a.m. I'm not going too far. Let's Get Legal comes up next after news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in this break on WGN.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Amy Farrell from Access. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.